Could we pray for each other for a moment, that we can hear what the Lord wants to say to us? And together with St. Juan Diego, let us entrust each other and our prayers to Our Lady's intercession. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Juan Diego, who is so lovable, was proposed to us by St. John Paul II in his canonization as a model of humility. And I would say that it is precisely the humility of St. Juan Diego that is so lovable to us. St. Juan Diego, who is so poor and so little, and who is addressed as such by Our Lady, my littlest son, my youngest son, and St. Juan Diego, who applies, and I think the native words for these are even more endearing, he says to Our Lady something like, I am a nobody. I am a small rope. That means a rope that is so small that it can't be used for anything. I am a ladder without rungs. The tail end, you know, the part that you don't eat, that you throw out. And then I've seen two different translations. One, a leaf. What's more useless than a leaf? Or another is a wing, just one wing. You can't do much with one wing. And these are the humble expressions of St. Juan Diego, which, as we see, is not just a false humility that he applies to himself, but something that he owns to a certain degree. He doesn't consider himself able to do very much. And there's a truth to that. We heard in the last line of the gospel, without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. It's a beautiful expression of one who is humble and who has hands open to receive what the Lord wants to give and to give what we have received. Makes us think of the word of St. Paul too, who says, what do you have that you have not received? The one who is truly humble doesn't have to deny that he has something, but he must never deny the origins of that which he has. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Cost is something that we earn. We haven't earned it. Cost means that we would have something to pay for it, as if I earned my own right to buy something and then I own it. We don't ever own the things that God gives us. So the one who is humble knows that by himself he is like Juan Diego, a nobody, a small rope, a ladder without rungs, the tail end, a wing. To embody that humility, which opens to tremendous gratitude because we look at the gift that we have, those of us called to religious life, the gift of a vocation, which is an incredible gift. And if we look with gratitude at what we have, it has a way of reducing and removing so many of the other problems that we face in our lives, especially in our religious life. I had a kind of watershed moment. It's one of those times that when you're speaking, the Lord speaks a truth to you as he speaks it from you. And I was with a group of high school students and telling my story and sharing about monastic life. And I was visiting with six or seven classes during the day. So early in the day, as people are wont to do for religious, what's the hardest thing about religious life? And I gave the old tired answers that we probably, well, maybe you're holier than I am, but anyway, that we've given, you know, oh, well, living with other people, and I'm living with people I didn't choose to live with, and we don't agree about everything, and there are difficulties living in community, things like that. And it just felt really empty when I said that. And I had a chance to process it a little bit, and then, you know, 3-4 hours later, someone asked me a similar question. And I said, you know, I answered it this way earlier, but the real truth is, as I reflect on it, the hardest thing about religious life is myself and my pride. When I look around at my confreres that are really humble, they don't make the kind of comparisons that I make. They don't have the kind of problems that I have. They don't make the kinds of judgments that I make. And I'm inspired by a number of my confreres who are very humble and very simple and much more at peace than I am when I get into all of my realm of comparison that just is driven by pride. Who's more prayerful? Who's more emotionally healthy? Who's more penitential? Who's more intelligent? Who's more orthodox? Who's higher functioning or better known or more valuable or more? All of these things that we can get so wrapped up in and tugging against and stretching against, and none of them matter. What do you have that you have not received? And without cost we have received. Without cost we are to give. Saint Juan Diego did not earn this apparition. Our Lady chose him, as she chose each of us. We didn't earn our vocation. We didn't earn whatever natural gifts we have, we are blessed to have. They're a gift. I love this phrase of Saint Therese that I go back to over and over again. She says, to be little. She said this on her deathbed. I've read it to you before, but to remind you, to be little is not attributing to oneself the virtues that one practices, believing oneself capable of anything, but recognizing that God places this treasure in the hands of his little child to be used when necessary, but it remains always God's treasure. Saint Juan Diego was entrusted with one of the most beautiful apparitions, one of the most beautiful messages, a message that has captivated our hearts, an image that has drawn us into deeper contemplation. I'll never forget watching Pope Francis sit in front of that tilma, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, as people were watching, as the liturgy was sort of awkwardly not really ended, or people weren't really dismissed, and just sitting there with the image, captivated, drawn in. Asked about it later, he said, there are some things that a son shares with his mother that shouldn't be shared with other people. Saint Juan Diego was given that. On his humble tilma, imprinted on his humble heart, without cost he received, and without cost he gave. And then he was drawn in to a life of contemplation and hospitality. He lived the rest of his life as a hermit, with the bishop's permission, in a little hut next to the image, welcoming pilgrims, and surely always wondering as he looked at that image, how was that given to me? And as it always happens with us, our call being one example, and so many encounters we've had with the Lord, in a very short time, it appears that it happened to somebody else. It fades from our experience and it drains out of our memories, and we fall back into the kind of default postures and behaviors, back into the pride and comparisons and revenge and pushing back and defending, all of these kinds of behaviors. We fall into them just to remember and to enter back into those encounters with the Lord, just to look again and see everything we have as a gift has a way of placing us in that position of humility in which we are open to receive and open to give. May Saint Juan Diego
who surely had to renew that grace again and again over the next 15 or 17 years, whatever it was he lived after that, who had to renew it again and again, I'm sure with wonder and awe and a certain amount of distance and forgetfulness and trying to imagine what she looked like again, printed on the tilma, but also somewhere in his memory. The fact is that God is a living God, not merely a memory, but one who wants to encounter us again newly today as he comes to us in the Eucharist. Let us open our hearts to receive him as if for the first time, to be humbled knowing that there is nothing in us that deserves this encounter, and yet truly he has chosen us out of his love for us, each of us who are his littlest children.